I feel like partying right now, too.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You can hear me. I'm partying right now. You can hear it.
Party. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's up?
10 o'clock.
Oh,
dude,
good God. It's like 9:40 in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm late, dude.
I like to start my day with a cocktail. Anyway, we are just about out of time. Before we get out of here, of course, we're going to do our final fact and opinion, our final thoughts for today, if you will. And this is trippy. You like this because you're into aliens and UFOs and whatnot.
Love aliens.
In 1969, a musician named Jim Sullivan recorded an album called UFO, which featured strange lyrics about leaving his family and being abducted by aliens. He disappeared 6 years later without a trace. The only evidence was his abandoned car, which was found on a desert road. Okay.
So what about this? Maybe the guy just left his car somewhere and just never came back.
Just disappeared. Maybe went for, maybe he was high on drugs.
He already wrote the song about it. So maybe he's like, maybe if I disappear, people will believe that, you know.
Now, in 69, so 6 years later, it was 1975. It could have been. Or aliens, bro. Maybe they heard his record. We're like, hey, this guy gets it. We're going to go pick him up.
Here's why this is great. Because back in 69.
He was abducted 69? Supposedly in 75.
Back in 1969, when they barely had telephones. Dude, I'm just kidding. I know you guys had telephones.
It probably was easier to get away.
It was easier to get away with things back then because information was not passed around like it is today.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're just like, all right, where's the evidence, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a camera right there. We can go look. We can ping his cell phone.
We can trace him.
In 69, you could just say something. People are like, all right, well, I guess we'll believe him.
Yeah. Can you prove that he's not telling the truth? I guess it's fine. Yeah. Well, that's how things like the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot are still into. That's why there's people out there right now that consider themselves Bigfoot experts, okay? Because back in the day, someone said, oh, yeah, there's Bigfoot here. I got a photo. And like, oh, my God.
You know what kind of angers me, Brock? You know I can say things with a straight face sometimes and just kind of mess with people.
Yeah.
I'm mad that I was born in 85 because back then, dude, I would have made up so many things.
So many things.
Straight faces, look you in the eye like, yep.
Yeah, this guy's telling the truth.
It happened.
This guy's telling the truth, man. I mean,
people would believe it.
I can't Google it because it's 1969, so I guess we're just going to have to take him at his word, man.
Take it right there.
But who knows? His bones are laying in a desert somewhere. Or he actually is flying around in a UFO. Aliens, bro. No, we're the alien, man. We're the alien.
You're just high.
How much weed did you smoke, all right? That's it. Anyway, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for a Monday. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. More rock.